It's time for Rabbi Brian's podcast show. Out of the box, here we go.
Hey there, this is Rabbi Brian. It is almost Thanksgiving 2007. I'm glad you're listening to this audio podcast. I want to talk today about stress management, and the chicken and the egg. Let me explain. So, I have a dear friend who lives in Hawaii, and he cannot take time off. He can't take any time off unless he has a terrible cold, which keeps him in bed. Consequently, at least once a year, sometimes twice, three times a year, he has a terrible cold that keeps him in bed. Because he can't figure out how to get himself to just do downtime. I right now have so many things to do. Jane's has an injury on her foot. She can't get around. She's fine, but she just can't. She can't get around. We have a one-year-old. He can't be picked up by her. And so I have all of the household chores, and I have all my work to do. So I have good reason to be really, really stressed out. But to be frankly, brutally honest with you, I was stressed out before all of this happened. This is just, I feel like my friend in Hawaii, who now needs, you know, the rest time, I now have a good excuse to be really stressed out and really overwhelmed. But going to chicken and the egg, I'm not really certain if my complete and utter being stressed out didn't happen first. I've been utterly and completely stressed out for about a month. I just now, people say, how are you doing? I say, oh, I'm really stressed. And then they always say, why? And then you have to come up with a good reason. You just have, you can't, I've tried. I've said, you know, I'm just stressed out. It's just, you know, I don't know then what's up for me in my life right now. I'm just stressed. Nobody understands or can appreciate that. But if I tell him, oh, Jane's foot's all messed up, and the Emmett's running around, and he's walking, and so he's getting into things now, blah, blah, blah. What I want to put out there as a notion is maybe it all happens in the other order. I don't know what that would upset in the grand scheme of things. You know, Emmett gets stressed out. It's, you know, he has hard days. It's not necessarily because, oh, I got midterms to study for. I got to figure out how to balance my check. He doesn't have those things, but he still has hard days and bad days. I think it's the same true with all of us. All right, I wish you have a wonderful and beautiful Thanksgiving, and that you really notice all the things you're grateful for, and to go back to the thing we did a few weeks ago, even put a few of the things you're not grateful for on your gratitude list and see what that does. With so much love for you in this holiday season, I'm Rabbi Brian.